Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of October 2024. Essence. Sweet children, Baba has come to make you children renounce this land of sorrow. This renunciation is unlimited. Question. What is the main difference between the renunciation of those sannyasis and your renunciation? Answer. Those sannyasis leave their homes and families and go to the forests. But you do not leave your homes and families and go to the forests. Whilst living at home, you consider the whole world to be a forest of thorns. You renounce the whole world with your intellect. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children every day. Because you have been senseless for half a cycle, he has to explain every day. First of all, human beings want peace. Souls are originally residents of the land of peace. The Father is constantly the ocean of peace. You are now receiving your inheritance of peace. People say, O bestower of peace, take us from this world to our home, the land of peace. That is, give us the inheritance of peace. People go and say in front of the deity idols and Shiv Baba, give us peace, because Shiv Baba is the ocean of peace. You are now taking your inheritance of peace from Shiv Baba. You definitely have to go to the land of peace by remembering the Father. Even if you don't remember him, you will definitely go there. You remember him so that the burdens of sins can be removed from your heads. You receive happiness and peace from the One Father because he is the ocean of peace and happiness. This is the main thing. Peace is also called liberation. Then there is liberation in life and also bondage in life. From being in bondage in life, you are now becoming liberated in life. In the Golden Age, there are no bondages. It is remembered, easy liberation in life and easy liberation and salvation. You children have understood the meaning of both. Liberation is the land of peace and salvation is the land of happiness. There is the land of happiness, the land of peace, and this is then the land of sorrow. You are sitting here. The Father says, children, remember the land of peace, your home. Souls have forgotten their home. The Father comes and reminds you of that. He explains, O spiritual children, you cannot go back home until you remember me. Your sins will be burnt away by having remembrance. Souls will become pure and go back to their home. You children know that this is an impure world. There isn't a single pure being here. The pure world is called the Golden Age, and the impure world is called the Iron Age. The kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. The impure world is established in Ravan's kingdom. This is a predestined play. The Unlimited Father explains this. He alone is called the Truth. Only at the Confluence Age do you listen to the true things, and you then go to the Golden Age. Then, in the Copper Age, the kingdom of Ravan begins. Ravan is the devil, and the devil can never speak the truth. This is why it is said, Maya is false and the body is false. Souls are false and bodies are also false. The sanskars are recorded in souls. There are the four metals, gold, silver, copper and iron. All the alloy is removed with the power of this yoga, and you become real gold. When you are in the golden age, you are real gold. Then when silver becomes mixed into you, you are called the Moon Dynasty. Then in the copper and iron ages, the alloys of copper and iron become mixed into you. The alloys of silver, copper and iron that become mixed into you are then removed with yoga. At first, all of you souls are in the land of peace, and then you are the first ones to go to the golden age. That is called being golden aged. You are real gold. All the alloy is removed with the power of yoga, and only real gold is then left. The land of peace is not called the golden age. The golden, silver and copper ages are said to be here. In the land of peace, there is just peace. When souls first take bodies, they are called golden aged. And the world itself becomes the golden age. Bodies are made of the five Satopradhan elements. When souls are Satopradhan, their bodies too are Satopradhan. Then at the end, you receive iron-aged bodies because alloy is mixed into souls. So it is this world that is called the Golden and Silver Ages. So what do you children now have to do? You first have to go to the land of peace, and this is why you have to remember the Father, because only then will you become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. This takes as much time as the Father stays here. He doesn't take part in the golden age. When a soul receives a body, it is said, this one is a golden aged human soul. It wouldn't be said, a golden aged soul. No, it is a golden aged human soul, and it then becomes a silver aged human soul. So you are sitting here and you have peace and also happiness. So what should you do? Renounce the land of sorrow. This is called unlimited renunciation. Those sannyasis who leave their homes and families and go to the forests have limited renunciation. They do not know that this whole world is a forest. It is a forest of thorns. This is a world of thorns, and that is a world of flowers. Although they renounce everything, they still go and live in the forests, far from the cities, in the world of thorns. Theirs is the path of isolation, whereas yours is the family path. You were pure couples and you have now become impure couples. That is also called a family ashram. Sannyasis come later. Those of Islam and the Buddhists also come later. They come a little earlier than the Christians. So you have to remember this tree and also the cycle. The Father comes every cycle and gives you this knowledge of the Kalpa tree because he himself is the seed, the truth, and the sentient being. This is why he comes every cycle and explains to us all the secrets of the Kalpa tree. You are souls, but you wouldn't be called oceans of knowledge, oceans of peace, or oceans of happiness. This praise only belongs to the One Father, who makes you become like that. This praise of the Father is for all time. He is constantly pure and incorporeal. He simply comes here for a short time to purify you. There is no question of omnipresence. You know that the Father always resides here. People on the path of devotion constantly remember him. In the golden age, there is no need to remember him. You begin to cry out in the kingdom of Ravan. He alone then comes and gives you peace and happiness, so you definitely remember him at times of peacelessness. The Father explains, I come every 5,000 years. For half of each cycle there is happiness, and for half a cycle there is sorrow. It is only after half a cycle has passed that the kingdom of Ravan begins. The first number, the root of all vices, is body consciousness. Only after that do all the other vices come. The Father now explains, consider yourselves to be souls and become soul conscious. Recognition of souls is needed. People simply say, a soul sparkles in the center of the forehead. You now understand that that is an immortal image. This body is the throne of this soul, this immortal image. A soul sits in this forehead. This is the throne of this immortal image. All are living immortal thrones, not the wooden immortal throne that people have made in Amritsar. The Father has explained, all human beings have their own immortal thrones. A soul comes and resides here. Whether it is the Golden Age or the Iron Age, it is these human bodies that are the thrones for souls. So there are so many immortal thrones. All human beings are the thrones of the immortal souls. A soul leaves one throne and immediately takes another. First of all, the thrones are small, and then they grow larger. This body, this throne, becomes small and large, but the wooden throne that the Sikhs call the immortal throne cannot become larger or smaller. No one knows that foreheads are the immortal thrones of all human beings. Souls are immortal and are never destroyed. Souls receive different thrones. In the Golden Age, each of you receives a very first class throne, which is called a Golden Aged throne. Then you souls receive silver, copper, and then Iron Aged thrones. So if you want a Golden Aged throne, you definitely do have to become pure. Therefore, the Father says, constantly remember me alone, and the alloy in you will be removed. You will then receive deity thrones. You now have thrones of the Brahmin clan. You souls have the thrones of the most auspicious confluence age, and you will then receive deity thrones. People of the world do not know these things. It is only after becoming body conscious that people continue to cause sorrow for one another. That is why this is called a land of sorrow. The Father now explains to you, children. Remember the land of peace, which is your real place of residence. Remember the land of happiness and continue to forget this land of sorrow. Let there be disinterest in this. It isn't that you have to renounce your homes and families like the sannyasis do. The Father explains, on the one hand, that is good, but on the other hand, it is bad. Everything of yours is good. Their hatha yoga is good and also bad, because when the deities go onto the path of sin, purity is definitely needed to support Bharat. So they help in that too. Bharat alone is an imperishable land. It is here that the Father comes. So the place where the unlimited Father comes is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. Only the Father comes and grants salvation to everyone. This is why only Bharat is the highest on high land. The main thing is that the Father says, children, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The word man-man above is also mentioned in the Gita, but the Father does not explain anything in Sanskrit. The Father tells you the meaning of man-man above. Renounce all bodily religions and have the faith that you are souls. Souls are imperishable and never become larger or smaller. They have imperishable parts recorded in them. This drama is predestined. Souls who come later have very small parts. For the rest of the time, they live in the land of peace. They cannot go to heaven. Those who come later experience a little happiness and a little sorrow. Just as on Diwali, so many mosquitoes emerge, and you will see in the morning that all the mosquitoes are dead. So it is the same for human beings. What value would those who come later have? It is just like the lives of animals. So the Father explains how this world cycle turns and how the human world tree becomes big from small and small from big. In the Golden Age, there are very few human beings, whereas in the Iron Age, there is so much growth and the tree becomes big. The main thing that the Father has given a signal for is, whilst living at home with your families, constantly remember me alone. Practice staying in remembrance for 8 hours. By having remembrance, you will eventually become pure and go to the Father and also receive a scholarship. If any sins are left, another birth will have to be taken here. Punishment is experienced and the status is reduced. Everyone has to settle their karmic accounts. All human beings continue to take birth even now. At this time, you can see that the population of Christians is larger than that of the people of Bharat. They are also sensible. The people of Bharat were 100% sensible, but they have now become non-sensible, because they are the ones who receive 100% happiness, and then they are the ones who receive 100% sorrow. The others come later. The father has explained what the connection is between the Christian dynasty and the Krishna dynasty. The Christians took away your kingdom, and you will get it back from the Christian dynasty. At this time, the Christians are stronger. Bharat is receiving help from them. Bharat is now starving, and so return service is taking place. They took away a lot of wealth, diamonds and jewels from here. They became very wealthy, and so they continue to send that wealth back. They are not going to receive anything. No one recognizes you children now. If they were to recognize you, they would come and take advice from you. You are the godly community who follow God's advice. You are the ones who will change from the godly community into the deity community. You will then become the warrior, merchant, and shudra communities. At this time, we are Brahmins, and we will then become deities and then warriors. Look how good the meaning of Hamso is. This is a game of somersaulting, and it is very easy to understand, but Maya makes you forget, and then from being full of divine virtues, she makes you full of devilish traits. To become impure is a devilish trait. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to receive a scholarship, practice remembering the father for at least 8 hours whilst living at home with your family. Only by practicing remembrance will your sins be cut away and you will receive a golden aged throne. 2. Have unlimited disinterest in this land of sorrow, and remember your original place of residence, the lands of peace and happiness. Do not become body conscious and thereby cause anyone sorrow. Blessing. May you understand your karmic accounts and make your stage unshakable, and so become an easy yogi. While moving along, if some karmic account comes in front of you, neither let it cause upheaval in your mind, nor let it make your stage fluctuate. Okay, it has come, so just recognize it and finish it from a distance. Do not now become a warrior. The Almighty Authority Father is with you, and so Maya cannot shake you. Simply put your foundation of faith into a practical form and use it at the right time, and you will become an easy yogi. Now become a constant yogi, not a warrior who battles. Slogan. In order to remain double light, hand over all your responsibilities to the Father. Om Shanti.